in our Sunday school hour on the subject matter of the road to ruin, where secular humanism, atheism, reliance upon flawed experts, where that has led us as a society, as a nation, and even as in the world. This isn't just confined to the United States of America. People have bought in to the humanist manifesto for humanity, that man is his own God, that the Scriptures are not our authority, that Jesus Christ is not Lord, that God is not the Creator. And it's not just a few people that believe this. They're in the beginning, because I'll tell you what has to happen for a nation to get this far away from truth. We are so far away from truth, people are actively embracing evil on purpose. And people are promulgating evil on purpose. And I'm going to read some things today that will shock you about the LGBTQP plus agenda. I always put P on the end because they are now pushing for pedophilia. That's the logical end. But when a society rejects biblical norms that have been in place, that indoctrination had to come from somewhere. How did that get such a hold where people could buy into all the falsehoods that we have looked at for the past several weeks? The changing of roles of men and women, the denial of God, and all of these things. How can we go from a nation governed by that was established by laws that were meant for a moral people, is what I think it was John Adams said, to where we are a society now where they are making laws against people who oppose transgender surgery, who oppose this agenda? How does that come about? It's by indoctrination. It's by propaganda. And the only way, and I'm going to show you where a lot of the roots of it are. People would not, if they really studied history and they studied some of the writings and philosophy of Karl Marx, Darwin, which I believe those two men combined probably brought a perfect storm of complete renunciation of the Bible, along with in the late 1800s, there was a push for denial of the authority and inspiration of the Scripture. A movement called Higher Criticism. And a lot of it originated in German rationalism. You know, there ain't a whole lot of good things that come out of Germany. When you get right down to it. I say that with apologies to any Germans. Brother Ballmer was a German, I think. But the fact of the matter is, you go back and you study some of the writings of Marx, he was really the father of modern psychology. Everybody thinks he's just the father of Marxism, communism, socialism, a tyrannical centralized form of government. No, it went far beyond that. You'll also find the writings of Marx and the psychologists that followed him. Most of them were perverts. If you study their lives, you would be surprised at how perverted Carl Jung, and others. I read a book by Trueblood, I think, or Truman, and it shocked me when I read the statements of psychologists who were saying that all of the norms, sexual norms in the Bible, the distinction between men and women, the opposition to homosexuality and the warnings against it, all that is null and void in the human experience. The people should be free to completely express themselves. It was a freedom of thought. Of course, people today latch on to that word freedom. Freedom to do evil, in many cases, is what we are witnessing today. If you'll look at Jeremiah chapter 8, I know I've referred to this before, and I'll certainly refer to it again because it seems to be the watchword of any society that has fallen prey to atheism, to secular humanism, by way of indoctrination and propaganda. And you know who you got to reach in order to do that. You got to have places of higher learning that train the people that will teach children to believe these things. I mean, when I grew up, I had teachers that I knew were Christians. They never witnessed to me. I remember Mr. Burns. I'll never forget Mr. Burns. I got spanked by him the first day of school in sixth grade. And many days thereafter, I was a bad sixth grader. But Mr. Burns had his Bible on his desk every day. I remember that so vividly. Now, today, I doubt if you'll find that in any government school where somebody has a Bible, a teacher openly has a Bible on their desk. If they did, one of the kids whose parents are halfwits would probably make a big row about it and call in the ACLU and all the other things, and that teacher would either be fired or never have his Bible on the desk again. This is where we're at today. It's propaganda. And I think it's because we have rejected God, rejected the Word of the Lord in favor of the opinions, the philosophies, the ideals of depraved, sinful men. It says in Jeremiah 8:9, the wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? He says in verse 10, therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For every one from the least unto the greatest is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. Notice what happens when a society of people rejects the word of the Lord. Decency is eliminated. The marital bond is eliminated. The value of personal property is eliminated. We're seeing that today. Everywhere in our society. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Sadly, there are preachers today who are secular humanists, who stand behind the pulpit and rather than preach the gospel, teach about social justice and diversity, equity, and inclusion. I'm going to tell you something. All of that put together is nothing more than Marxist philosophy packaged in a different way today. It is aimed at bringing a society that believes in the Word of God down to its very lowest level. We're seeing it happen in real time. He says in verse 12, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they're indoctrinated with propaganda. Now women are being told by the experts who believe in abortion, shout your abortion. You have nothing to be ashamed of. Soon, I think it's in June, what is it? They call it Gay Pride Month. A month devoted to celebrating something God calls an abomination. Were they at all ashamed? No. In a lot of big cities like New York and Chicago and Los Angeles and San Francisco, homosexuals and transgender people will walk naked in the street celebrating. It's documented. Some of those people are actually teachers in government schools. It's a crisis. Crisis of morality. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall in the time of their visitation. They shall be cast down, saith the Lord. I will surely consume them, saith the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade, and the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. Now he's writing to Israel. They were infamous for their departure from God. But the principles could be applied to any society, any time frame in human history, where a people reject the word of the Lord. And that's where we are at today. There is not just a rejection of the word of God, but there is a promotion of evil that is completely contrary to the word of God. Look at chapter 10 and verse 23 of Jeremiah. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. That's where we need to be brought to, where people recognize their sin and go to God for correction in repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul the Apostle, in a little bit different language, warned of the same. Look over at Colossians chapter 2. Colossians 2 and verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Beware of anybody that would deny Christ, that does not follow Christ. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. Beware Beware of somebody that makes you rotten morally, spiritually, nationally. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. The transgender teaching. It's a philosophy. It's not based on, and it's being accepted by medical experts and medical schools as valid. People have bought in to the idea that feelings are facts, but feelings are not facts. In fact, if you're trusting your feelings, you're gonna go way off track. Because you may be on some medicine that makes your feelings go haywire. You may have a bad day and be like Eeyore, you know, a cloud over you for 2 or 3 days, and your feelings are just you can't make right decisions. You cannot live your life on your feelings. Live them according to the Word of God. People I know get aggravated with me sometimes when I say, I don't trust atheists. I don't trust them to tell the truth. I don't trust people who believe in evolution. I say, well, boy, you don't trust anybody. I trust the Lord. I trust His Word, and I will countenance someone who at least sets forth truth according to facts, whether they be historical or scientific. I will buy that. But I'm not going to buy that the universe is billions of years old. There's no fact in that. God created everything in 6 literal days. That's a fact, and it's based on the living Word of God. Say, but there's so much evidence coming to light. I'm saying it's wrong. Because it's not based on a biblical worldview. We only have one book that's perfect. And it's God's Word. Now I know you're saying, well, why should we believe a guy that doesn't have any doesn't have a doctorate in any field, and he lives on Buffalo Creek Road, and he pastors a little Baptist church. Why should we believe what you're saying? Because all I'm doing is saying, thus saith the Lord. I'm saying what the very first verse of the Bible, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. So I believe it. And it's proven all through the Scriptures. We'll get to that in a little bit. You've got to understand that the propagation of moral evil is on purpose. If you think everything that's happening right now is all by accident, it is not. Men want to create chaos so that people will ask them to fill the void with some, just to make it stop, with some kind of decree, of power. We're in a vulnerable position right now. It's exactly how the Leninists, the Stalinists, gained control in the USSR. Propaganda. And causing people to deny God and embrace evil. And it ruined the Russian people. Same with the Chinese. They are wholesale atheists. They want to ban Bibles. Josh sent me a video that I'd already seen. I didn't watch it, but he told me the contents of it about when there were Bible smugglers who were bringing in Bibles, and there was a Chinese house church, and the guy had a box of Bibles, and he opens them up, And they were forbidden to have the Scriptures. And he starts handing them out, and people start kissing the Bible. They start weeping over it. They start thanking God that they have the inspired Word of the living God, because it was banned there. I'm really big on this. It's a warning to you. If you're going to all digital and you're getting away from actual books, you're being set up. Because people who are in control of the digital can change the words, or they can completely get rid of it. I used to think about, man, how easy it would be, how much cheaper. I shouldn't say this publicly because somebody might come and steal my library. But I have invested thousands of dollars in my library since I was 21 years of age. And you know what's sad is a lot of preachers do that, and their books wind up in a yard sale. Or they just get thrown away. It would break my heart if John Gill's exposition of the Scriptures or his Body of Divinity or my Spurgeon collection of sermons, and I've got every biography of Spurgeon that's ever been written. I've read almost all of them. It would tear me to shreds to think that those books were not taken care of, because they're valuable. But if everything's on digital, it'll be easily taken away or changed. And the powers that be right now with this woke agenda and the propaganda behind it, they are changing books without people even knowing it. Rewriting history. We're in a moral mess. The present generation is immoral as a result of little or no godly influence. There's very little restraint anywhere. Secular humanism has invaded every phase and institution of our society. Atheism has infected everything. And you got to understand, men naturally gravitate toward error because we have depraved natures. Men love evil. People they don't want to say that today because nobody believes in sin anymore. One of the most famous passages in the Bible. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. And everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. John 3:18-19. That's truth. Homes, schools, churches, our government, the media, the internet have all bowed to the idols and the influence of atheism and godless secular humanism to a greater or lesser degree. And you're going to find out something. What they're saying, they'll swear that they're not teaching a religion. That what they believe is fact. And when in reality, our the state religion now is definitely secular humanism. It's the desire to remove God from everything. And the results of it are shocking. It's why we're in a crisis. In less than one century, the moral foundations upon which our country was built upon have all but been eroded. You say, well, how in the world do you counteract that? You got to live for the Lord. You got to get your family right. It starts with you. I raised my kids in church. Now, I know what you're going to say. Yeah, but you're the preacher. You had to raise them in church. All right, I am the preacher. We went to church every time the doors were open. Say, well, again, you're the preacher. You've got to be there. Well, I know other families that aren't preachers. The point I'm making is the average family today, you got to understand how much indoctrination their children get if they're going to a government school. No influence about, little or none. I'm not saying that every teacher is this way. I don't want to make that sweeping statement. But I'm going to tell you something. Few and far in between are educators who are concerned about the spiritual welfare. There are some. Please understand that. My daughter taught at Burlington Elementary for 6 years. She was concerned about. She came home in tears day after day because she was burdened about the children that she taught. Said that out of all 24 students, two of them had parents in the home where a mom and a dad were together. It's a recipe for disaster, but this is what atheism, secular humanism, it destroys the biblical version of the family. But you think about what the average kid, how much indoctrination they get that is false, either from education, or the internet, or the television, or their peers. And if you take your kids to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, you've got about 4 hours, 5 hours maybe invested there. Now, I realize it takes time to get them ready. Boy, do I realize that. It takes time to drag them there. To drag them home, to feed them. It disrupts a day. But see, I've made this. This is my life. This is more important to me. God, His Word, the Lord's church. I want to invest biblical truth into my family. And I failed in a lot of times. But this is how I've lived my life. And I think it's one of the only ways that we're going to make a dent in turning back this road to ruin that we've been on. Now, I'll be getting into this in March. And we're going to look at the moral crisis that has resulted from all the falsehoods of secular humanism. I'm going to be quoting from a little document called the Humanist Manifesto. Because politically and philosophically, it's a brilliant setting forth of what humanists, atheists, and secularists really, what their real desire was. The first one was published in 1933, and it was signed by 34 liberal thinkers. Interestingly enough, including John Dewey, famous for the Dewey Decimal System, but even more famous for being called the father of modern education, of public education in America. One of the signers of the first Humanist Manifesto. The second Humanist Manifesto was formulated in 1973 and signed by several people, and I'm not going to go into that today. But we're going to get into some of that and show you, and then I'm going to counteract it. I'm going to state what their goals were, what their philosophy was, what their statement of faith was, and I'm going to show you why they are wrong according to the Scriptures. So it'll take us a little time to wade through this. It should be eye-opening to make you see where we're at. I don't have time to read this, but I'm going to. Here's the man who dresses up like a woman, calls himself Rachel Levine, who is the secretary, the transgendered health and human services assistant secretary, who urges gender transition for 7-year-old children. A man pretending to be a woman is in charge of an area of our government of health and human services, when he doesn't even know what he is. Where's the science in that, man? How do we get to this place? Rejection of truth. Rejection of God's Word. And see, I'm done. I'm done with them trying to make me say that a woman who feels inside that she's a man is a man. No. Not going to do it. I'm not going to say that a man who thinks he feels inside that he's a woman and he's 6'2" and he puts on a woman's bathing suit and wins the national championship in swimming as a man posing as a woman, I'm not going to say that's a woman. It's not. It's somebody pretending to be a woman. And everybody can see it. And nobody will even raise an objection to it. They're actually making men women of the year. So what happens when you reject God? People lose their mind. I'm sorry I went a little over today. We'll get on to this in March.